Over 2 weeks of sporting action on the ice rinks and ski slopes of Pyeongchang, South Korea, will wrap up on Sunday evening when the closing ceremony completes the 2018 Olympic Winter Games. South Korean history and symbolism featured heavily in the opening ceremony, but there will be a distinctly more modern feel to the closing ceremony. K-pop stars including EXO and CL will perform as part of the show. For CL, whose real name is Lee Chae-rin, the chance to put her rapping skills onto a global stage is something she says she's looking forward to.
I'm very honored and glad to be invited to close and be on the show and perform in Korea and for the Olympics. You know, it's a festival, it's a celebration, and I love how passionate everyone is about this, and I'm ready to enjoy it, and I hope you guys have fun too.
In football's English Premier League this weekend, Liverpool and West Ham will battle it out for the points at Anfield. It is a big game for Liverpool, which can overtake Manchester United and move into second spot on the ladder with a victory. West Ham, meanwhile, lies just 4 points above the relegation zone, so the London club is desperate to get something out of the match. SBS has live coverage of that match from 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. The big match in the A-League this weekend has the Western Sydney Wanderers hoping to respond to the 5-0 thrashing by Sydney FC they suffered in early December. Since then, new Wanderers coach Josip Gombau has had the chance to implement his system and ideas, and his team is unbeaten in its last 3 matches. Wanderers defender Michael Thwaite says there is still improvement to be made, though.
I think it's always the case when a new coach comes in, a new style of play, a new philosophy, and I guess in a nutshell, the last games that we've played under him, it's exactly how he wants us to play. And slowly we're getting there, and it's probably we're peaking at the right time, I guess.
It has been a turbulent few months for Australian Super Rugby, with the Western Force being chopped from the competition while the Melbourne Rebels survived. The Rebels are the first side in action when they welcome the Queensland Reds to Melbourne on Friday night. The ACT's Brumbies play in Tokyo against the Sunwolves on Saturday afternoon before the New South Wales Waratahs line up against the Stormers of South Africa in Sydney. The Waratahs match is a big one for Wallabies back rower Kirtley Beale. He is back in Super Rugby after a year playing in England with the club side Wasps. And he told Fox Sports he's excited to be back on home soil with the Waratahs.
To be able to come back now and add little bits from what I've learnt over there to the team and for my individual preparation, it certainly gives me a lot of confidence in my game and to kind of keep improving. So I'm looking forward to just kind of applying what I've learnt overseas to what we have here at the Tars and into the Super Rugby season.
Also this weekend, the Gymnastics World Cup event takes place in Melbourne, while the sound of motorbikes will be heard around Phillip Island with the World Superbike Tour in action. And in golf, Doha will stage the Qatar Masters.